This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Public health officials in Illinois and Chicago are pausing the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine following federal guidance today. That's after six women developed a rare kind of blood clot within 2 weeks of getting the single-dose shot. The extreme step is throwing a wrench in the region's vaccine rollout. WBEZ's Becky Vivi explains.
Armitage Pharmacy in Logan Square started giving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine just last week. Co-owner Nora Hamoy says roughly 100 people got it, and now she's reaching back out to all of them.
They just took it in my pharmacy Thursday, like last Thursday. So I just wanted to let them know to watch for those side effects.
Like severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath. Scientists with the FDA and CDC want to get the word out about these symptoms, but also caution. The six cases under investigation may not be related to the vaccine at all and are also very, very rare.
This is literally one in a million.
Dr. Emily Landon is an infectious disease specialist at University of Chicago Medicine.
You have a much better chance of being hit by a bus.
This comes at a bad time. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine was supposed to speed up vaccinations, just as cases have started climbing again. The United Center Mass Vaccination site had plans to start using it next week, and it was being used at Chicago State University. That site will now switch to Pfizer. Hamoy at Armitage Pharmacy says people were excited about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
They like the fact that only one dose and then they don't have to come back for another dose. Now with that pause, I don't know how the people will trust that vaccine again.
Her staff is working to reschedule appointments with a different vaccine. So far, she says, many people don't want to reschedule at all. Federal regulators meet tomorrow to discuss what's next. Becky Vivi, WBEZ News.